Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. It's the third day of our lesson about Kazakhstan, the land of wonders. And if you've joined us over the last couple of days, then you'll know that it certainly is a land of wonders. It may seem out of the way for a lot of tourists, and it is kind of out of the way, but you will be rewarded with awesome natural beauty, magnificent things that you can do in Kazakhstan. One of those things, of course, is to visit that Holy Ascension Church, one of the largest wooden churches in the world. And of course, you could try out the Green Bazaar and maybe try some kazi, some special horse meat sausage there. What else could you do in Kazakhstan?
Well, if you leave the city of Almaty, you could go to the raptor sanctuary, the Sunkar Raptor Sanctuary, and enjoy watching the falconry show. So you can learn more about this traditional hunting style in Kazakhstan and watch these magnificent birds swoop down out of the sky. You could also go horseback riding, because Kazakhstan is believed to be one of the first places where people rode on horses. It's pretty amazing.
That's right. And of course, there is more to Kazakhstan. So let's get started with today's lesson.
Kazakhstan, the land of wonders. The famous Silk Road passes through Kazakhstan. You can travel parts of it through ancient cities and towns. See what's left of the ancient cities of Otrar and Taraz. Centuries ago, they were major trade centers between Europe and China. In southern Kazakhstan, see the beautiful scenery, animals, and birds in the Aksu-Zaboglu Nature Reserve. Created in 1926, it's the oldest nature reserve in Central Asia. There you'll find 239 species of birds. More than 50 species of mammals, including the snow leopard, also live in the reserve.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Today is day 3 in our last day traveling through the Central Asian country, Kazakhstan, one of many countries that line the famous Silk Road. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Major. Major is an adjective. Most companies have offices in this major city. Reserve. Reserve is a noun. All the plants in this reserve are protected. Tulip. Tulip is a noun. Tulips are Tina's favorite spring flower. Jewel. Jewel is a noun. Diamonds are one kind of beautiful jewel. Your more information words are Silk Road. Silk Road is a noun. Mammal. Mammal is a noun. Yurt. Yurt is a noun. Let's begin.
Well, I think that this may be my favorite place so far, because there are so many animals. Well, but before we talk about the animals, let's go back to the beginning of today's lesson. The famous Silk Road passes through Kazakhstan. And many of you have probably heard of the Silk Road, this very famous trade route going through Asia.
That's right, between China and the Mediterranean Sea, a very long trade route. Now, this passes through Kazakhstan, so you can travel parts of it through ancient cities and towns. All right, these ancient cities and towns. If a city or a town is ancient, then maybe It's not very, well, it doesn't look modern, and maybe there's not much left to these cities or towns.
That's right, and in the next sentence we do read, see what's left of the ancient cities of Otrar and Taraz. So, there isn't much left of them, but you can see the remains of these ancient cities.
That's right. See what's left of these cities. I like that phrase. What's left of something. So, there used to be a lot, and there's a little bit left that you can still see. You could use this phrase in another way. You could say, this is your dessert, or what's left of it. I ate most of it. This is what's left of your dessert.
Yes, well, that's not very much there,
no.
Gabe. Well, you might also say, what's left to learn in class? What haven't we finished learning about yet? What's left in this lesson? Well, there is still a lot left in our lesson on Kazakhstan, so let's continue reading. Centuries ago, talking about these cities, they were major trade centers between Europe and China. So they were very important cities along the Silk Road.
That's right. They were major trade centers. Let's talk about that word from our word bank. It is major. If it's major, it's big or important. It's the opposite of minor, M-I-N-O-R. That's small, but if a major city is there, that means it's very important or very big. How else could you use that word, major?
Well, I can think of many major cities around the world. Mm-hmm. Beijing is a major city, Hong Kong, New York. Those are all major cities, very important, large cities with lots of people.
That's right. London, Tokyo, all these major cities. Well, let's look at something else from this sentence here. Centuries ago. A time ago. So a century is 100 years. Centuries ago is more than 200 years. Okay, so you could replace this word with other words. You could say, years ago. Years ago, I visited Beijing. How else could you use the word ago?
Well, you could say, months ago. Months ago, I went to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I went traveling.
That's right. Months ago, years ago, I did this. Oh, I did that only days ago. Okay, so you can use the word ago with time like this. Okay, let's continue learning about Kazakhstan here. In southern Kazakhstan, see the beautiful scenery, animals, and birds in the Aksu Jabagli Nature Reserve. Very interesting name, that. But that is a nature reserve.
It is, and reserve is a word from our word bank. So let's look at that. Now, when you're talking about a reserve, here specifically, a nature reserve mm-hmm. is a place where animals and plants are protected by law.
That's right.
So people are not allowed to pick the flowers. They are not allowed to hunt the animals or take them home. Everything is protected there so that the animals and the plant life is free to grow and live there without humans disturbing them.
Okay, so humans, it's true, sometimes humans will come and destroy wildlife. And so this is a nature reserve. Some national parks in many countries are considered nature reserves as well. You're not supposed to hunt in nature reserves or in national parks. Well, we're learning about this nature reserve, the Aksu Jabagli. Now, this was created in 1926, and it's the oldest nature reserve in Central Asia. That's good.
That is very good. That's very impressive that it's been around for such a long time. And there you'll find 239 species of birds. Oh, I love birds.
Well, I know you do, Carolyn. You love all sorts of animals. It seems like this place would be the perfect place for you to travel in Kazakhstan.
I really think so, because in the next sentence we find out that more than 50 species of mammals, including the snow leopard, also live in the reserve. And snow leopards are beautiful big cats.
Yes, that's true. They are very beautiful cats. And I would love to see a snow leopard up close. I know they're kind of dangerous, but I just want to see one in the wild. That would be very beautiful.
It would be wonderful to see all of these wonderful animals. I think, yes, I will have to go to this nature reserve.
Well, before you do that, let's enjoy some time with Michelle in the language lab. And then you can go.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们要来看的是 major 这个形容词。Major 是指主要的或重要的。例如 ,there will be a major change in the company's strategy in the near future。公司的策略最近将有重大的改变。或者是 ,all major Hollywood studios are dying to work with this award-winning director。所有好莱坞的重量级的制片公司都渴望要跟这位得奖的导演合作。接下来我们来看的是 reserve 这个名词。RE 这个字首在这里有回来的意思，所以 reserve 是指保护区。例如 ,the proposal is to turn this area into a marine life reserve. 这个提案就是要将这个地区变成海洋生物的保护区。reserve 也可以当动词，意思就是保留。例如 ,we'll reserve your appointment for another 30 minutes. 我们可以再保留您的预约再30分钟。
So far in today's lesson, we've learned about a couple of interesting places that you might want to visit. One, if you're interested in history, are the ancient towns of Otrar and Taraz. These are ancient cities along the Silk Road. And of course, if you are interested in history, this might be the place for you. But you could also visit beautiful scenery and see animals and birds in the Aksu Jabagle Nature Reserve. And this is the oldest nature reserve in Central Asia. I think that's somewhere I would like to visit. Well, what about you? Of course, we have more to learn about Kazakhstan in the next part of our lesson.
Kazakhstan, the land of wonders. The area is also called the Kingdom of Tulips. It is believed that tulips grew here long before they appeared in Holland. Stay in a guest house in the nearby village of Zabagli, or you can sleep like a Kazakh in a traditional yurt. Traveling to Kazakhstan is definitely for those looking for adventure and the road less traveled. But it's well worth the effort to enjoy the wonders of this jewel of Central Asia.
Well, this does sound like a very beautiful and very special place to go. Now, we were still talking about this nature reserve, the Jabagli Nature Reserve, and the area is also called the Kingdom of Tulips. Now, tulip is from our word bank, and that is a kind of beautiful flower. A tulip is a very colorful flower, and it's shaped like a cup when it opens. It's shaped like a nice little cup, and they bloom in spring.
That's right. And actually, when I think of tulips, I think of Holland, because Holland is famous for their tulips. But we read here, it is believed that tulips grew here long before they appeared in Holland. I did not know that. I thought that maybe they were you could find them most in Holland, but they first appeared here in Kazakhstan.
Yes, that is what many people believe, but Holland still sells and grows the most tulips in the world. That is one of their major products that they send out to other places.
Okay, so that's probably why I thought that they came from Holland mostly, because they still do sell them to other places. But if you want to see some tulips, then you don't only have to go to Holland. You could visit Kazakhstan as well. The Kingdom of Tulips here. And you could stay in a guest house in the nearby village of Jabagli. Interesting. Would you like to stay in a guest house there, Carolyn?
Well, that sounds like a very good idea, very inviting. Or you can sleep like a Kazakh in a traditional yurt.
Now that does sound exciting. Friends, maybe you saw a yurt behind Carolyn just now. There was a picture of one of these traditional yurts. It's a portable kind of home that people use when they're traveling from place to place. If you're a nomad living here in Kazakhstan, then maybe you have one of these yurts that you travel with.
That's right. And we see an interesting phrase there, to sleep like a Kazakh. And we can use that phrase in other ways, to do something like a something else. Gabe, what is one example you can think of?
Well, sometimes people say, I lived like a king. I lived like a king when I was traveling overseas. Or you might say, man, that person eats like a horse. That's kind of an idiom. It means that person eats a lot. He eats like a horse.
Perhaps you hear someone singing and it is beautiful. You might say that that person sings like an angel.
Nice. Okay, so there are different ways to use that phrase. And here we read, you can sleep like a Kazakh in a traditional yurt. Well, we've learned a lot about Kazakhstan, the many different things that you can do and see there. Traveling to Kazakhstan is definitely for those looking for adventure and the road less traveled.
I think that is very true, and there is a lot in that sentence. We see it is definitely for those looking for adventure and the road less traveled. These are both great phrases, and we have a couple of people who would like to tell us about them. We have Liz in the grammar gym waiting for us, and then Steve and Ken have something they would like to share as well in the information cloud.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. My name is Liz. In today's article, we see this sentence. Traveling to Kazakhstan is definitely for those looking for adventure and the road less traveled. That's our grammar tip sentence. It just means traveling to Kazakhstan is definitely for those people who are looking for adventure and the road less traveled. Our focus today is on the pattern. Something is for those, verb with ing. This is a good pattern to use when you want to explain how something is appropriate for a certain group of people. Let's have a look at some example sentences with this pattern. The newest comedy show is definitely for those looking for a good laugh. Or, the new department store is definitely for those looking for a good bargain. Now it's your turn. Think of something that is perfect for a certain group of people and practice using this pattern. And if you turn to today's grammar tip section, you'll find more example sentences there. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
You may recall that earlier this year, we talked about getting off the beaten path. And that means don't go to a place where there are already thousands of tourists. Visit a place where there aren't so many people around.
We see a similar idea in our lesson today. Our author tells us to take the road less traveled.
The result of getting off the beaten path or taking the road less traveled is the same. More excitement and a greater sense of adventure.
Right. Taking the road more often traveled may be more stable and easier to walk on, but it's a little boring.
Mm-hmm. Now, the phrase, the road less traveled, comes from a poem written by American poet Robert Frost in 1916, titled, The Road Not Taken.
Many people mistakenly think the title is, The Road Less Traveled, but it's not. The phrase actually comes from the second to the last line of the poem, I took the one less traveled by. Again, the correct title is The Road Not Taken.
Okay, the road that Frost describes is a metaphor for life. Someone who takes the road less traveled is acting independently, freeing themselves from the conformity of others who choose to take the road more often traveled.
今天的课文结尾的地方说,到哈萨克旅游绝对适合追求冒险向往。 The road less traveled 的游客 The road less traveled 有一个典故 它是来自美国诗人 Robert Frost 的诗 The road not taken 未走过的路 这首诗结尾的地方就提到 The road less traveled 很少人走的路 那现在这句话已经成为惯用语 代表冷门的路线或景点 get off the beaten path. 那这个片语呢也是讲离开一般人常走的路，意思就是走比较冷门不寻常的路线。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, let's get back into this lesson here. We just read that traveling to Kazakhstan is definitely for those looking for adventure and the road less traveled, the road that people don't usually take. We read here, but it's well worth the effort to enjoy the wonders of this jewel of Central Asia. So it's worth the effort. Let's look at that phrase. What does that mean, Carolyn? It's worth the effort.
Well, if it's worth the effort, then all of the time, all of the money, or anything that you put into it, the struggle that you have to go through, it's worth it in the end. So you might say that something is worth the time. It's worth the money. You could say that it's worth the stress.Raising children is very difficult, but it is worth it in every way.
That's right. So it's worth the stress. Usually you think of these things as being bad. Maybe something is very painful and you cry a lot. Well, it could be worth the pain. You worked hard on a show or a project and it was very difficult. It was painful, but in the end, the magnificent show was worth the pain.
That's right. And there is another word in that sentence, jewel, from our word bank. Now, a jewel is something that is very precious. Usually, we use it when talking about stones, like a diamond or a sapphire. But here, we're talking about something that is very valuable, like this place here. Kazakhstan is a jewel of Central Asia.
I like that our author used this word jewel to describe Kazakhstan.Could be a very valuable place somewhere that you might want to visit. I certainly do. Well, now it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 tulip 这个名词。Tulip 就是指郁金香。例如 ,Holland is famous for their varieties of tulips. 荷兰以他们各式各样的郁金香品种而闻名。或者是 Mom planted her tulip bulbsBefore winter, 妈妈在冬天之前就已经种了她的郁金香球茎。或者是 tulips need to be kept in cool temperatures or they will wither quickly. 郁金香应该在凉爽的温度下保存，要不然很快就会枯萎。所以我们来看的是 jewel 这个名词。Jewel 是指宝石。例如 the jewels displayed in the store were all insured. 店里面摆设的宝石都有保险。Jewel 也指珍宝或珍贵的事物，例如 This painting is the jewel of the museum's collection. 这幅画是这家博物馆的馆藏之宝。和它相关的字还有 jewelry, J-E-W-E-L-R-Y, 意思是珠宝或者是饰品。例如 Sandra loves to wear silver jewelry. Sandra 很喜欢戴银饰。And now it's time to hear more from our teachers.
We've learned so many amazing things about this land of wonders, the country of Kazakhstan. And today we talked a little bit about living in a yurt when you are going to this nature reserve, or you could go to the reserve itself. Now, Gabe, would you want to stay in a nearby yurt or go see the animals at the nature reserve?
Oh, Carolyn, that's a hard question. I can't have both.
Well, it would be nice to have both, certainly, but only choose one.
Oh, if I had to choose one, I would see the animals in the nature reserve. But of course, I would try to take my yurt with me into the nature reserve.
Well, I don't know if they'll let you do that, but maybe you can talk about it to debate with your friends in English. What would you rather do? We'll see you here next time on Studio Classroom.
See you then.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.